Maseches Avamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Handful, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. A mamzer is somebody who was born as a result of certain illegal relations, and there are multiple laws which apply to a mamzer. For example, he's forbidden to marry a regular Jew. However, this Mishnah comes to tell us that regarding family laws and being related to somebody, for example, the father, the mamzer is considered to be the father's relative, the father's son. And so the laws which apply to relatives, such as inheritance, or for a kohen is forbidden to become tomei from a dead body. However, he is permitted to become tomei in order to bury one of his seven closest relatives. So a mamzer would be considered to be his relative in terms of this. Says the Mishnah, Mishesh le'och mekol mokoim, somebody who has a son from any place, meaning even if it's a mamzer, who was born as a result of certain illegal relations. So if the mamzer is the only surviving brother, he's the only yovam. Says the Mishnah, Zoykeik es eshes ochiv la'yibum, he creates a zika with his brother's wife for yibum. A zika is the connection which there is between a yovam and a shemeres yovam. The yovam is the dead man's brother, the shemeres yovam is the dead man's wife, also known as a zikuka, and also known as a yivoma. And as we learned in the previous Mishnah, Midah Oraisa, mamzer is actually allowed to perform yibum even, because the positive mitzvah of yibum overrides the negative mitzvah of marrying a mamzer. Asei doichaloisa aseh. However, Midah Rabbanan, it's forbidden, but that does not destroy the zika. There is still a zika between them, which means that she would be forbidden to marry anybody else until she receives chalitza from the mamzer. V'ochiv l'chol davar, and a mamzer is considered to be one's brother for everything, meaning all the laws which apply between brothers would apply even if one of the brothers is a mamzer. For example, a kohen would be able to become tomei for him, he would inherit him. However, says the Mishnah, chutz v'mish yesh lo yit min ha-shivcho min ha-nochris. Except for somebody who has a brother who was born from a non-Jewish maidservant or a regular non-Jewish woman, he wouldn't even be considered to be a mamzer. He is not considered to be Jewish at all, and halachically speaking, he is not even considered to be the son, the child of his father. And so certainly, if one's brother is non-Jewish, certainly he would not be considered, halachically speaking, to be his brother. Continues the Mishnah, Mishesh lebein mikol mokaim, somebody who has a son from any place, poteres ishes ovim min hayibum, he would exempt his father's wife from yibum or chalitza. Even if it's not her child, yibum is dependent on the husband, the man, not having any children. And even if the child is a mamzer, as we said, halachically speaking, he is considered to be the father's child. And therefore, if somebody dies and he only has a mamzer as a child, she would be exempt from yibum or chalitza. Another ramification of the fact that the mamzer is considered to be his child is v'chayva makosoi, the mamzer would be liable to the death penalty if he hits his father, or if he curses his father, since that is the law for every child who hits or curses their father. Uvnei l'chol davar, and he's considered to be his son for all matters which are dependent on family relations, for example, inheriting him and becoming tomei if he's a kohen. However, says the Mishnah, chutz v'mish yesh lo min ha-shivcho min ha-nochris, except for somebody who is a son who was born from relations with a non-Jewish maidservant or a regular non-Jewish woman, since then he is not considered to be halachically the son of his father, but only the son of this non-Jewish woman, and he himself is not Jewish.